So how do you find the Shaman Harpani?
Good, I think. Pero ano, to be honest, kasi wala, there's not no one other ako'y nasa baba.
No. Yeah, parang, no, but you still talk to people.
Yeah.
So, yun yung mga... Okay. Can we reconvene? During the coffee break, Orly had a question for me. Sabi niya, I have somebody who's an M4, really technically qualified, pero may attitude issue. And so ang ginagamit ko hindi pwedeng S4 eh. Baka S2, S3. Okay? So, how do you answer that? Is he right? Is he wrong? Yes.
Probably your assessment of the maturity level.
Very good.
Probably your assessment of the maturity level of the person is incorrect, because the task is to deliver it timely or whatever. Pero yun, in the most complete sense. So how he delivers the project in the most complete sense determines the maturity level of the person.
Excellent, Ramir. It's actually the factors determining the follower's maturity levels is achievement motivation. The person can set high but realistic goals. And then responsibility, having the willingness and ability to assume responsibility for targeted goals. If you have a poor attitude, hindi ka M4. So you could be an expert technically. Okay? To do the task, but there is soy sauce in your head. So, in fact, iba, oyster sauce na nga eh. So, if you have poor attitude, high technical skills, poor attitude, you cannot be an M4. You'll probably be an M2. Kasi I'll have to keep persuading you so that your attitude will be aligned. Okay? So, baka M1 pa nga eh. Depende gaano ka grabe yung attitude issue. Okay? Is that clear? So, Ramir said it very well. It's a holistic maturity. Hindi lang sa technical aspects. It's the willingness to set high goals, willingness to commit, to assume our responsibility, to be accountable. And that takes a lot of emotional maturity. Okay, good. We are on the home stretch. Case number 2. Will you tackle that? 3 minutes, read it on your own, and then 5 minutes, discuss with your team. Well, I silence my phone. All right, wrap it up, wrap it up. Time's up. Can I have your attention, please? And I'm telling you. Okay, face up. What is the dominant style of Mike?
Telling.
Okay, very clear. Scale of 10. How effective is Mike's leadership style? 5, 4, 3, 4, 3, 5, 6, 7. 7 kayo? Okay. Getting results from the van, and yeah, pretty high actually. He was getting results. At first. So hindi na sustain. What happened? That's nagchismisa na lang. Yeah. 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 Okay. I was one of the brand managers. This is a true story. True story. Hindi pala ako si Mike.
Everyone was singing in your eye of Mike.
No. Oh, you should have met Iron Mike. I mean, not his name, of course. Oh, he was tough. The team had just enough sense of humor to survive, and we're still very close up to now because of him. You know. I was. Okay. And we became very close. Close enough for me to lead him to Christ later. Yeah. He's with CCF now. So very close. A very bright guy. Okay. Hindi sustainable. Okay. Wives would come into the office and would confront him. And he would say, look at their legs. Are their legs chained to their desks? And they can go home if they want. This is wives to him. Huh? To his credit, he would send roses to our wives. And our wives would get madder with us. Because they would say, buti ba boss niyo nagpapadala ng bulaklak? So we told him, pare, will you please stop doing that? If you think you're doing us a favor, you're making us look bad to our spouses. Hindi sustainable. I told him, let me be. Let us be. And you know, he did, to his credit. Ito yung the rest of the story. And he was surprised with the results. And I learned something there. Even though he trained us, and sometimes we can train people, and we've trained them enough. Right. And yet we don't want to release them. And when we, by some miracle, we release them, we delegate things to them, we are surprised. It's really funny about people. Okay, and so you can pick that up. In parenting, it's so parallel. You know the story, parents are always surprised when their children are successful. There's a story, behind every successful man is a strong, supportive wife and a surprised mother-in-law. Did you hear that? Okay. Let that sink in, yeah. What should Mike's style be? Or even delegating, okay? So God was good to the group because God took Mike to an international expatriate assignment. So even though he released us, he did not see the fruit of that delegating because he was assigned all over the world. And we grew up very quickly because wala na si Mike. Eh. But you know what? The power of modeling. We became Mikes. But with a personal dimension. I told him, pare, it can be done with a lot less emotional capital wasted. Kasi the energy we spend healing ourselves after we get hurt, sayang yung energy. Hindi mo nakikita yung sabi ko, pare, alam mo ba, sabi ko, pag pinagsisigawan mo na kami, wala eh, pag alis namin sa opisina mo, mga kalahating oras, ang oras bago kami bumalik sa trabaho. Kasi wala kaming ginawa, kundi mag-moan and groan and mag self-pity party. Eh, nagkakahawaan kami. Ganun. But he was struggling. He had his own, of course, I know his background. From a poor family, chemical engineer, mapoor. Then he went straight to AIM to get his MBA on a scholarship. Absolutely poor. Okay? Sabi nga niya sa akin sa AIM, wala siyang pera mabili ng papel eh. Humihingi ng papel sa katabi niya. Then, chemical engineer ito ah, na naging MBA. Then he didn't practice any of it. He became a marketing person. That's where he became my boss in Pepsi. So, anyway, very interesting. So, and of course, what has to happen for Mike to change his style? or be threatened by his subordinates that they were all going to resign. But you know, he disciples men every week now. He became a discipler of executives. They meet every Thursday in a restaurant somewhere. All right. How to be a situational leader supervisor? Okay, here is the core of the seminar. Here's the core. Number one, be selfless. Let the maturity of the follower and the goals of the organization, not your past nor your personality, determine the leadership style, because it's not about you. Okay? And this is the biggest lesson. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's an unnatural act. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all selfish. We are all preoccupied. In fact, we're in love with ourselves, if you were to admit it. We tend to be preoccupied with our own style. Ganun ako eh, di ba? This is me, okay? Regardless of its suitability to the follower in achieving the organization or business goals. Now, here's why I love teaching this in Victory. Because selflessness is a Christian virtue. So the believer, the follower of Christ, is oceans ahead of the rest of the world in terms of becoming a more effective leader. Because at least you know the doctrine of selflessness. You're supposed to be selfless even though we're still selfish. Okay? But in the Christian environment, parigo, your leadership style is your testimony. Are you with me? Your leadership style is your testimony. Whatever the results of your team, that is secondary to the method that you use. Because you see, Holy Spirit takes over. The results are up to God. See? The method is us. God's method is man. Okay? Now, why did you select us? We're so imperfect. Eh, sabi ni God, marunong ka pa sa akin. You know? Ikaw gusto ko eh. Oh, sige, bahala ka. You see? So, to be a situational leader, you have to be selfless. You forget yourself. You forget your past. Okay? Kanya kung ikaw bitter, eh, hindi ka makakawala sa past mo. Eh, patawarin mo na yung tatay mo, patawarin mo na yung nanay mo, patawarin mo na yung nagbully sa'yo, patawarin mo na lahat yung nakaraan na yon. Pati si Iron Mike, patawarin ko na. Okay? Which I have, actually. To free yourself to be what God wants you to be, which is situational, as far as supervision is concerned. So, number two, be wise. Ito yung point kanina ni Raymond. Recognize the wisdom of being inconsistent in your leadership style. I love this kasi it's counterintuitive. Kailangan consistent. Actually, no. Kailangan inconsistent. Kasi iba-iba yung maturity level ng tao. Iba-iba yung task. In fact, don't even use the same style on the same individual for all tasks. Because the same individual can have a different maturity levels in other tasks. Yes.
Wouldn't this confuse? I get the wisdom of what you're saying, and I totally agree. But wouldn't this confuse
the follower?
Yeah. Like, parang you say, bakit ganyan si boss? Minsan
exactly.
Ganyan,
exactly. Ganyan. You know what? Actually, no. In fact, it will affirm the follower. Let's say I am M1 in doing PowerPoints. Oh, pareho kami ni Sony. M1 ako dyan. Forget it. Okay? I can do the very basic thing and then I'll either ask Giselle or Edwin or my children to make it nicer for me. Okay? I'm M1. So, I will appreciate if somebody did an S1 to me, if the task is computer. I'm an M4 in teaching. And I will not be surprised if somebody treated me like an M4. Kasi I know I'm an M4. If somebody did an S4 to me in teaching, I will not be confused. You see what I'm saying? We think they will be confused. There is no confusion because they know what they're strong in. You see? You're not lacking insight. It's like, wow. You see? If you take a helicopter view, you see the bigger picture. Oh, no. There is no confusion because I know what I'm good at. So, if you do an S4 on me on teaching, of course, thank you. Pero if you do an S1 in computer, of course, thank you. Ganun na rin. There's no confusion. You see. Now, when your people compare notes, oh, but si Sonny, ganyan sa'yo. Sa akin, stricto. You know, even they will come to the same conclusion. Eh, bobo ka naman talaga dyan eh. Eh, mabuti nga, ganyan si Sonny sa'yo. You see what I'm saying? I thought there would be confusion. The genius of the approach is, there is no confusion. We are the ones who are confused. You see. But, kanya nga, get to know your people at a very personal level, at a very intimate level, because when you see life from their point of view, you say, yun pala yun, ano? And then you don't waste time. And kasi kung ikaw tell ka ng tell, abay matakaw sa oras yan. Ang dami mong instructions. O, paano ka mag-work-life balance? See, in work-life balance seminars, I always add this. Vary your style. Become a situational leader. And then, hopefully, malas mo naman ko. Lahat ng tao mo, M1. May sympathies. Okay? Ideally, kung lahat ng tao mo, M4, wow! Boy, you can pastor 5 churches all at once. You see what I'm saying? Because you want to have a life, well, make sure you're situational in your leadership and train your people so you want as many people going up the maturity level as possible. Para you'll have a life, you see. Sometimes people impose on themselves work-life imbalance. Because they refuse to vary their style. You see. Okay. Be a mentor, number 3. Train and coach your people to raise their maturity level. Your people need you to train, coach, and mentor them according to their needs. Okay? So part of being a situational leader or supervisor is when you determine the maturity level of a certain person, if that task is very important to your team, then part of your duty is to coach, train, and mentor that person so that the maturity level rises. Otherwise, wala ka nang ginawa buong buhay mo. Wala ka nang ginawa, kundi if you don't mentor your people, sabi natin in the last seminar, you will hit a brick wall. You will fall into the gap trap. You remember? Okay? So, now, admittedly, okay, here's the truth. Sa umpisa, napakahirap niyan. Kasi, I need to achieve results now, but I have to train people. Guess who will sacrifice? The leader. Kanya leadership is sacrificial. Now, if you use your head, you know you need to train people para balang araw, hindi ikaw salo ng salo. Kasi kung puro M1 yan, ikaw lahat sasalo. Eh, paano yung pamilya mo? Oh. So, you need to, my goodness, if all of your people are M1, then you need help. First of all, I have to ask you, why did you hire M1s? Okay? I mean, what's this, who was it? A CEO gave another CEO some advice. Sabi niya, my problem is I'm trying to motivate people to become better contributors. Sabi ni, ano sa kanya, si Nike CEO. What's his name? McKnight, is it? Or Knight? Sabi niya, the problem with you is you want extraordinary results from ordinary people. Now, that's heroic, but it's time-consuming. You're better off hiring extraordinary people to begin with. So, if you are in a position to hire, okay, eh, boss, doon nag-uumpisa yung problema mo o hindi mag-uumpisa ang problema mo sa hiring. Kanya sa Del Monte, maski nung presidente na ako, I major, maski supervisor, kasama ako sa hiring. Because I knew the quality of the people will determine the quality of the organization and the quality of life of the people in the organization. So the higher the quality of people we hired, I knew the more work-life balance we will all have. It all starts in the at the hiring. Now, pag nandiyan na yan, edi, God's will. Sige, train dito, sacrifice doon, ganyan yan. Okay? Pray. Okay? Ganyan po talaga ang buhay. And finally, be secure. progressively delegate and empower as the follower's maturity level rises. Only secure leaders empower others. The problem is if you have M4s and you are still doing an S1, you're wasting time. Kanya ka nga binigyan ka ng M4 ni God eh. Para S4 ka na doon, yung oras mo, doon ka na sa mga M1 and M2. You see. So yun ang gusto kong i-apply ninyo. Pagbalik mo sa trabaho, oo nga, ano, sino ba mga M4 dito na pwede ko nang asahan? So that, sige, bahala na kayo sa buhay nyo. Dito ako sa mga M1s and M2s. Okay? And they become your partners. You can even ask their assistants to help you mentor the M1s in the group. Okay. Listen carefully. It's not about you. Okay? However, there is a lot about you you have to deal with to become a situational leader supervisor. It's not about me. It's not about you. But as you can see, there's a lot about us that we have to deal with. Our self-centeredness, our insistence on a particular style because of background in our past. You have to deal with that. Style is not about you, but there's a lot of things you have to deal with about you to become a more effective situation leader. 4-step training cycle. We've done this in the last seminar. Read it with me. I do it. That presumes you know the job yourself. Okay? All right? Number 2, you do it. I observe you. Why? To give helpful feedback. Baka naman nag-observe ka, di ka kumikibo. Eh, kailangan mag-observe ka, tapos you give feedback. And in private, okay? Give feedback in private. Do not intervene during the actual operation. Give it in private. Number 3, you do it on your own. I delegate, okay? This is where ready na, pero ayaw ko pa mag-empower. Problema. And finally, you do it, someone else is observing you. It's a full cycle. The trainee becomes a trainer. And that's the mark of success of a coach. That the people you're coaching are already coaches. Okay? Iron Mike one day asked me, you know how to do a media plan? Eh, nung araw, wala pa namang computer eh. Sabi ko, hindi eh. O sige, sabi niya, turuan kita bukas. O sige, sabi ko, pero isa lang problema eh. Bakit? Eh, bukas, Sabado eh. He looked at me, sabi niya, Alex, I am your boss. I am willing to sacrifice my Saturday morning to teach you something you don't know and something you need to know. Why can't you sacrifice? For your own development. Oh yeah, well, kita tayo bukas eh. You know, dali kong kausapin yan. I mean, I was so embarrassed, okay? So, he taught me media planning. Then, when my people told me, they were the ones who asked me, Alex, will you teach us media planning? So sabi ko, sure. So I taught them media planning. And I realized, I go, wow, ito sinasabi ni Iron Mike. You know, I teach you, then you teach others. It's amazing. Handling an agency creative meeting, very, very difficult. Because creative types are, in my opinion, kind of insane people. The creative types are really, I love them. I learn a lot from them, okay? But they're temperamental. They're, you know, mahirap kausapin yung mga yan, okay? So, by the way, I am the agency's favorite client. I mean, up to today, my son works for one of the agencies and they said, Dad, you know, they love you. These people, they love you. To them, you're the best client all time. All time best client, okay? So, they present a storyboard, and I'm client, see? And the marketing director is here, brand manager is there. I tell my people, just listen. Then when you open your mouth, because the rule is, if you cannot approve, do not disapprove. Okay? If you don't have the authority to approve, eh wala kang karapatan mag-disapprove. Gusto mo mag-comment ka, huwag kang mag-disapprove. Eh, ako yung highest ranking. Ako lang pwedeng mag-approve eh. So sabi ko, when you respond, don't respond like a client. respond like a viewer of the television commercial. Respond like a viewer. And the first response is, the first question is, do I like it? Don't I like it? Hindi yung, is it consistent with copy strategy? Does it mention the brand name in the first 10 seconds? Is there three brand name mentions within 30? That is Procter & Gamble analytical thinking. That's not how consumers behave. Okay? When they're finished, sabihin mo lang, I like it. Or, I don't like it. Now, to be polite, you can say, I don't know why, but I don't like it. And then your responsibility is to articulate the sentiment. Why don't you like it? And they have a right to know. And you have to think quickly. You have about 18 seconds, you know. Kasi nung araw, under Iron Mike, you know, pag nag-meeting kami, step number one, read last meeting's call report. Baka say agency. The agreement in the last call report. Oh, number two, did you fulfill the agreements in the last, since the last meeting? Eh, pag no, edi patay na, masasabon na naman, katakot-takot yun. So, sabi ko kay Iron Mike, eh pare, paano gagawa ng magandang commercial yan? Discouraged na. Na, wala, puro latigo eh. Eh, pag hindi mo lang latigo yan, hindi mo magtatrabaho yung mga hindi, mali ka to, pare, sabi ko. Kasi he was not that much older than me. So only 2 years older than me, si Iron Mike. So anyway, when he was expatriated, so I was then Iron Mike's position. So we implemented my style. And it worked. I like it. Tsaka kung nakakatawa, di tumawa ka. Some clients don't want to laugh. You know why? Oh, I don't want to show them, but I approve. You know, bakit? And bako, cheap? I mean, come on. I mean, you're a human being. If it's funny, well, LOL. I mean, you know. Okay ba? If it's funny, laugh. You gotta respond like a consumer. Have you seen the Del Monte spaghetti sauce commercial about the Godfather?
Yeah.
That's the kind of material we produce because we're human beings. Kasi ang strategy was, how will we distinguish Del Monte spaghetti sauce? Well, where did spaghetti come from? Italy. The two experts of Italy. The Mafia and the Roman Catholic Church. So the first commercial was about the Godfather. The second commercial was about nuns cooking spaghetti. So, and we found out if you respond like a human being, mas matutuwa yung agency, they become more enthusiastic and creative, blah, 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 blah. So, years and years of this. Nung ako yung maging presidente, si Willie ang VP marketing. So he picked up on that. When Frances, the brand manager, becomes marketing manager, she picks up on it. So the mentoring is continued. So four-step training cycle. Coaching, we've done this. Focus on strengths, not weaknesses. I don't want to go through that because we've done that last time. This one we have not done. Recognizing people's strengths. Okay? Instead of getting a partner, I want you to write in the blank portion of your workbook the names of four people. Kung wala kang oras, baski na one people lang. One person. And reflect. What is the strength of this person? One person. Four people you who report to you or that you need to manage to do your job. And in 2 minutes, write down, ano strength nito? Ano ba talaga strength nito? Maski isang tao lang. Ano strength nito? Go. Okay, the point of that exercise is that we are, because of our human nature, which is sinful, we are prone to be critical of others. But if you focus long enough, you will see the strengths in people. Okay, we've done this in the last session in the last seminar, but I just wanted to repeat it. Because sometimes our maturity level assessment can be wrong. Okay? It can be very wrong because of some fixation on a certain failure in the past na nag-i-influence dun sa judgment mo. So hanggang ngayon, M1, M2 pa yung tao. Actually, baka M3, M4 na. On the other hand, baka naman masyado kang impressed on one dimension of his strength na nilagay mo siya sa M4, pero actually, hindi siya M4. Okay? So, the point is, you need to spend time thinking about people and their strengths so that you can calibrate your coaching and your training better. What to do with poor performers? Okay, did we do this the last time, the three T's? Hindi? Okay, train, trade, and terminate. Okay? Someone, you know, you're doing situational leadership, hindi nagre-respond, well, ask yourself, mali ba approach ko? So dapat ang umpisa mo, ikaw. Mali ba ako? And, okay, let's be conservative. Let's say, oh, mali ako, I'll change my approach. So train ka ulit. Eh, hindi talaga mag-respond. One of these days, you will come to the conclusion na he or she's not gonna make it. Okay, so before going to the third T, you have to train. Is there a place where this person can perform better? Now, you don't trade if the person is really a fail. Kung fail siya, huwag mo iti-trade kasi you're exporting problems to other people. Yeah. We don't do that in Victory, right? Yeah. When I told that to pastors, everybody laughed. Anyway, you don't trade if the person is incompetent. You only trade under two conditions. Number one, the person is competent, but your relationship with that person, the chemistry is poor. So that person might perform better under another leader. Okay? Pero competent siya, competent. Number two, of course, there's a place. Eh, baka naman walang vacancy elsewhere. Di, wala. Pag wala, 30. Okay. Now, do you have to go to the 30? Of course. You know why? You have to be fair to three people. One, the person himself. Because the best thing you can do to someone who is failing is to terminate that person. Okay, that's part of God's process. Number two, you have to be fair to the organization. And number three, you have to be fair to yourself. Okay? So, as painful as it is to let go of people, it is your duty as a leader. And that's a lot of organizations languish in mediocrity because terminatable na yung tao, hindi tina-terminate. Eh, if you don't remove the bad apple, mahahawa yung buong basket. Now, be careful. You have to terminate gently. Is there a Christian way? Of course. First, you pray, Lord, wala na ba talagang pag-asa to? Once the Spirit tells you, that's it. You go through whatever process you have to go through in HR or whatever. The presumption is, inappraise mo na, kasi there are legalities here. How can you fire me? You haven't appraised me. No one told me I was doing a you know what I'm saying? Kanya, again, go back to the structures. If the performance appraisal structure is not there, how can you terminate people legally? You could be sued. Okay? All right. And then you terminate the performance, not the person, and as much as possible, preserve the relationship. The test is, after termination, can you still be friends? Okay? I have terminated many people, maybe 28, and indirectly maybe 1,000. But yung personal kung terminate, oh yeah, I don't think they won't send me a birthday card. But if I bump into them in the airport, the relationship's still cordial. In fact, some of them I still play golf with. The challenge of empowerment. Why do many managers not empower their M4 people? Well, they don't know how. But as far as you guys are concerned, you don't have an excuse after these seminars. They feel threatened and or have low self-esteem. We've dealt with that in the last seminar. And they resist progress and change. We are blessed. Steve Merle is my model delegator. Okay. In fact, he's dangerous. He delegates before you're an M4. Okay. And somehow you grow up very quickly to an M4. Okay. There are risks. And you mitigate the risk by, when you delegate, huwag masyadong mahaba yung PC. Maikli muna. And you monitor. Pag nag-delegate ka, it does not mean you don't monitor at all. Meron kang control point. So sabihin ko kay Claudette, bahala ka na, sige. You handle the youth camp. Then I leave. Now, in my head, being an expert, I know that in 1 week, dapat nangyari na to. In another week, dapat nangyari na yun. So, if I bump into Claudette during coffee, I'll say, oh, by the way, Claudette, how are you guys doing on the camp? So, may monitor ka. So that malalaman mo kung mali yung assessment mo ng maturity level. And then you intervene accordingly. Okay? Challenge of empowerment. The consequence of a lack of empowerment. We did the Russian doll illustration last seminar. All I want to tell you here is this. The picture of no empowerment are the cults. Okay? Walang empowerment. Obey me, you see. You get out of this group, we won't talk to you ever again. Total control yun. Pag walang empowerment, you breed followers instead of breeding leaders. And there are organizations who develop followers, not leaders. The problem is they think they're developing leaders, when actually they're developing conformists and followers. And it is sad. It is sad. Even Christian organizations, churches. Okay, Victory is one where we actually develop leaders. I mean, we put the church on the line, actually. We put a lot of responsibility on young people. And I just love that. I just love it. Okay? You make a mistake, you don't empower, the whole organization implodes. Okay? How empowering a leader are you? You can rate yourself at home because we're running out of time. Besides, it's the same survey as the last seminar. Okay? So it's just Honeyly and Jeff. We will have to do that homework. Results of situational leadership and supervision. It significantly enhances the leader's effectiveness in achieving sustainable results. It's an antidote to burnout. The other antidote is good time management. It promotes an environment of initiative, creativity, and efficiency, helping both the follower and the leader achieve their full potential. When Iron Mike let us go, I tell you, we worked harder. But we had more fun, you see. And actually, the work was excellent. And even he could go home early. Makes work life more pleasant and stimulating for the leader and his people. Okay? Because kung situation leader ka and God naman is good na hindi naman puro M1 yung tao mo, you will really makikita mo where you can save time. Kasi pag M4 na talaga, don't waste your time there. Go to the M1s and M2s. You see? So when you vary your leadership style, you will save time. And it can be applied to home and other personal relationships. Okay, putting it all together. Last exercise, I will give you a couple of minutes. Write down, refer to the early exercise, and just fill this up. I'll give you a couple of minutes before we close with the video. I'm going to have to ask you to finish that at home because I don't want Paul Barker to barge in here and tell me I owe him 30 papers. Before we close, ang pinaka-importante niyan yung accountability partner sa dulo, okay? So that you can share your challenges. What challenges do you expect to face in using the situational supervision approach? And Sonny has answered that question. The perception of inconsistency by direct reports. Okay? If they raise it, okay? Kasi it's not, I will not be confused. But if you're treating me more strictly than the other person, I might have an issue. So if it is raised, communicate the rationale of your maturity-based approach to your people individually if they raise it. Okay? So part of the problem. Number two, what can you do if you are not yet sure about the maturity level of a follower? Okay? Suggestion. Kasi, you have to determine the maturity level. Eh, meron lang gagawin eh, pero hindi ko pa sure about the maturity level. Well, start at low gear. Start at S1. And watch for reactions. And adjust accordingly. Do not start at S4. Delikado yun. When unsure, start at the lower style. Okay? Yun ang conservative. Alright? Pero, when you start at the low style and you're not sure, bantayin mo yung tao so that pag pumalag siya, you adjust. Okay? You adjust. What can you do to continually enhance the flexibility in your leadership style? Answer. Shift your focus from your needs and temperament to the needs of your followers and the goals of the organization. See, I'll tell you, you will fall into your dominant leadership style if you don't watch it. Okay? Bukas makalawa. Okay? Mamayang gabi. You'll fall into your good old style kasi that's what your comfort level. But to combat that, always tell yourself, ano ba talaga ang goal? Ano ba ang goal? Tsaka ano yung maturity level ng taong to? And I need to adjust for him and for the goal because this is God's business. Okay? Yun ang key. It's not about me. Okay? What applications can you see for the situational leadership approach with your family members and friends? Well, a lot. As you can see, okay, this can be applied. What I'm doing, I'm reading the questions and I'm reading the answers. In a typical seminar, you're gonna process it. But I have one whole day in a typical seminar, so I'm giving you the answers, the questions and the answers at the same time. I'm sorry, but that's the material. You did not get shortchanged. Not one word. Okay, you got shortchanged in terms of the length of processing. But all the concepts are there. You did not miss a thing relative to an external seminar. Okay, I have a video. This has become popular. It's about Derek Redmond in the Barcelona Olympics. But can we play that before we close? 4 minutes ata kasi yan eh.
Shoulders raise me up.
Oh, I cried.